life right now on Back Pass X Belsicals after a long wait because the boys had matches to play. And with me, as you can see, got Emric Ong on my right, Ignatius Ang on my left. How are you guys doing?
We're good. I think recently we are on a good run as a team, and I think the whole mood around the team is very positive.
Yeah. Personally, how are you doing?
Personally, as in playing wise, I think recently I played the game against Young Lions, so I think it has been a while since I had my last start. I think I did 15 okay, and importantly was that the team won. I think I haven't got as many wins as I wanted, but I think that I have played my fair share this season, and it's good to have the team.
Okay, we'll get to that soon as well. Iggy, how do you feel personally? Like, you know, health-wise, mentally,
I think personally, I feel fine, and I think still a bit bothered by past performance, you know, that we were chatting before the show, few chances that came very close to scoring,
yeah.
I need a chance to try to work on it.
Okay, and Emric, oh, you got first comment, Madhu. He says, my two favorite players. Anything you guys want to say, Madhu?
I think I have known Madhu since you were young. Madhu and I are from the same match. Yeah, so I think I've known him for a long time. So I think we always have this banter going around in around the club. Like, yeah. So, hi, Madhu.
You? Yeah, I haven't seen Madhu actually since morning because he always asks me for breakfast. But when we leave the club, he's nowhere to be seen. Yeah, so I don't know.
That's nice and interesting story. So, Emric, of course, I know you for a very long time.
Yeah.
Those who do not know, I know Emric for a very long time as well. Before, I'm not sure, at that time, were you already a footballer? You were in your teens for sure. I was near the end of my so-called career. I wasn't playing much anymore because of my injury. And then you were playing street football with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and due to that, our acquaintance, you actually also played for my team that I formed.
Right.
Yeah. And also, through that, you kind of gave me a hint that you could be coming here to Belsic Alsa in a private chat. So, how did this move materialize?
I think, because all along I was very close to E and Wai Ming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I think they've been here for a few years, Wai Ming for a long years.
Yeah.
Then, I think there was once I was nearby the Bio Stadium, and I think they were just around in the changing room. So they asked me to just come over to hang out with them for a while. So I had some time, so I came to hang out with them. And coincidentally, I think Darwin was around in the gym. So I think we just had a casual chat about what my plans for next season. I think maybe he was just jokingly asking me if I wanted to come over. And of course, I was just saying, of course, if you want me here, I'll come over, you know. Yeah, so I think it started off with something more light-hearted. Yeah, but I think after that, I think when we met, I think I saw Darwin at the awards night.
Right.
End of the season, and I think Darwin told me that he'll contact me soon. So I think from then on, we got into more serious talk about the possibility of me coming here.
Okay. And Iggy, were you delighted when you saw Emric unveiled as a new signing? Here we go.
I mean, like, I've known Emric for many, many years, so we were teammates, roommates. Eventually, halfway through, went to different clubs. And then, I mean, it's nice to be back with him again.
How many years you get?
Probably about 3 months.
The last time we were in the same team was in Forest, 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, so after that, I went to Hong Kong and he went to Takapaga. Yeah, I think so that was about, from 2019 to this year, about 4 years.
Okay. And, so the season has gone on. I think we're reaching near the end of the season now. For the both of you, what do you make of your season so far? Let's go, Iggy, first. I think you spoke about it already.
I mean, now the team has been doing very well, as you all can see. And I mean, I'm also quite happy that I get to play a little bit of part of the match also and to contribute. Even though I mentioned during earlier in the show that I missed and missed my chance, but I mean, whenever I'm called upon, of course, I'll just try to give my best and Definitely is the team first.
Okay. And yourself, Yuri?
I think, like for me, when I spoke about just my playing time this year, I think it's not as much as I wanted, but I think whenever I'm called upon, I try to do my best for the team. And importantly, whenever I play, hopefully most of the time we've won. And so it's importantly, it's for the team. So even when I'm not playing, I'll be training, we try to make it as hard as possible for the first team. So we try to push them so that when they do well in the matches, even though I don't play, we feel that we've done our part for the team.
And how do you feel about what do you think you need to do to get more minutes on the floor?
I think, of course, it's important to give your all in training. I think Coach Peter is someone who recognizes when he sees that you put in effort. So I think it showed when previously in the previous game where Manu was suspended and he gave him a chance to play. Yeah, so I think I repaid his faith in me, and he spoke to me and told me that I played well. Yeah, so I think he's someone who is very transparent in what he thinks. He doesn't hide his thoughts. So it's something that I think he has good relationship from all the players.
Okay. And yourself, Iggy, what do you think you need to do to play more games? At least more minutes of wins?
I mean, I think I mentioned Coach Peter is straightforward. He tells you what he needs of you.
Mm.
And obviously on myself, I need to show him that during training that I can also play a part of the team. And like recently, there's things ongoing, there's injuries, there's suspension.
Yeah.
I just need to stay ready and also that call upon memory.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to the comments. Lingish was one of our most regular commentators all the way from London. Hi guys, how is everyone? After that, Adit Matthew was just here. Good to see the pair. I think he didn't. It's not good to see me. Yusuf saying, these two are my idol, but nobody can replace my childhood hero, Madhu. You guys know him? Maybe not.
He's a senior.
Okay. Test One is saying, just started to support Ballester this year and all the matches so far are very exciting. Results never confirmed till final whistle. Yes, exactly true, Des. It's been thrill a minute and thankfully results have been in our favour as well. Last season, we've also had quite some thrilling games, right? But a lot of times, results went against us, right? Yeah. So this time, it's going for us. So that's something good and hopefully it keeps happening. And of course, the club now is in good form. You both mentioned it already. Good form, everyone's in good spirits. And you guys have not played as much minutes as you like. You've been on the bench, come off the bench, you've started games, and there have been suspensions and injuries. How does Peter keep everyone involved in this project so that, even those who don't get as many minutes, you feel involved and, when you come on a pitch, you make a contribution?
I think, like I said previously, I think Coach Peter has been very transparent about what he wants from players.
Mm.
So whenever we speak to him individually or as a team, he will tell us what he expects of us. So even though we are not starting, we know that we have an important role to play. And like I said, in training, the second team always gives first team a hard time. So sometimes we even win the first team in some sparring matches. So sometimes it goes to show that that we are pushing them so that when in games, when they win, we feel the satisfaction as well.
Because
we push. Correct. So we feel that like we make them not keep them on their toes so that in any case that some of them don't perform, we know that we're ready to step up and Coach Peter also have faith in us in the second teams.
Yourself, Mickey?
Yeah. I think I learned from one coach that he says that in the team, only we by ourselves, each other can make each other better. So like what Emmick said, I think during training.
Who's that coach?
Can't remember. Yeah, I remember. I just remember this thing that he said, because like to be better, it's only you and I, you make each other better.
Okay.
So I think that what coach, like what Emmick said, I think during training, we give each other a hard time now, so that during the match, we will not look out of place. And I think Coach Peter has set that intensity during training, and to be honest, I think no one is that opportunity. Young or old, local or foreigner, he gives it to you if he thinks that you are slacking or maybe doing training, he thinks that this player is getting complacent. And I think many of the times, if I recall, during training, he'll stop the training halfway, gather us and remind us again and put us on the spot and tell us that, you know, now we're in a very good position, the club's in a good position, don't throw this away, don't get complacent, don't get sloppy. So, yeah, and I mean, we were also talking before the show that even during recovery training sessions, even the simplest...
You got to share this.
Even the simplest training session, which is meant to be a recovery session, is also intense. The intensity is there. He demands from us. So I think that's the mentality and the mindset he set between the players and within the club and within us. So we brought off all of us.
Okay. On that point, so I think maybe Henrik, you share the story about Peter being bloodied playing football tennis, not tennis, right? No,
football tennis. Okay, I think there was once, because usually the day after the game, we will have some football tennis at the Pioneer Stadium here. We usually get in groups of two or groups of three. So Coach Peter has his usual, which is a Wainu and Madu. So usually they'll have that team against the rest of us. There was once we were playing, and I think Coach Peter usually wears his cap, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he turns it away to the other side. And so usually when the ball, he hits the ball, I think that day maybe there was some part of the cap cut on his forehead. I think so he was leaning on his forehead, and we were looking at him, we were thinking, okay, maybe he'll stop, we'll take a rest or what, but he told us that, like, no, we just keep going. I think from then on, we felt that he's someone who is really very committed and he's very, very competitive. I mean, as professional athletes, we want the whole team to be competitive because we want to win, because we should play to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he has that mentality that he rubs it off on us, so now whenever we play, it makes us very motivated to try to beat him.
Okay.
Because we know if we win a point off him, we can see that he's very unhappy. So sometimes we want to do that more often. Yeah.
And what's the results been so far? Has he been winning all the time or? Are there really close challenges?
Most of the time, I'll say maybe about 70-80% of the time they win. But there are a few one-off incidents where another team wins.
Yeah. So I say, like, it's not big.
Yeah, it's not big, yeah, correct. So when he doesn't win, you can see the unhappiness on his face. So that's what satisfies us sometimes.
Which team is the closest to this team, Peter's team?
It's hard to say because the rest of us usually mix up, but usually Coach Peter is either with Wainu in groups of two, is either with Wainu or Madu or the three of them together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now questions or comments as well. Chantal Spindler saying, we love Peter Diru. Yes, he's doing a great job, Peter. Lingesh, what boots you guys currently wearing and the toughest opponent so far in the league? You are up again. So, which boots are you guys wearing?
I mean, like for myself, I have wearing the Mercurial Vapor. Yeah, even though previously I thought it was not very good this one because the anchor stability is not very good. But yeah, I think that's the one I'm wearing now.
I think it's still not.
Yeah,
you're still missing it.
Yeah, I think it's good pressure. I need to change these boots. Of course, all the missed chances that I went through. Yeah. And what was the material covers of
everything? Your boots?
I'm currently wearing a Mizuno Morelia Neo Beta. I think I've been wearing that for the past 2 to 3 years.
Is that the Rivaldo boots?
Actually, I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's the one that is like a sort of a higher. Yeah, correct. So I think I've been wearing that for the past 2-3 years. Previously, I was wearing Adidas. So yeah, past 2-3 years, I've been using Mizuno.
Okay. And the toughest opponents you have faced? Toughest opponent you have faced, so this is a direct opponent.
If you're talking about direct opponent, I think because I'm playing centre back this year, I think it will have to be a striker. So I think it's Boris. I think Boris is someone who's very strong and he really knows where to run. He's a very intelligent player. So he can shoot, he can hit. So I mean When you're up against someone who's very physical, it's not so easy because you can't be too close to him, can't give him too much space, so you have to be at a distance where it's just right. Yeah, so I think that's the toughest opponent.
Yourself? Toughest opponent?
I think not really the toughest opponent, but I think some players that are quite commendable that this year that go up against,
yeah.
I think like Maxime is one of them, Diego, and even think Kyogre also.
Right, questions from Lingish? Okay. Emric, many players mentioned that they look up to you when it comes to career out of football. Do you feel pressure to impress on that aspect? Something our players look up to? Yeah, that's going to be one of our questions later, but yeah.
I think outside of football, I do some coaching and I do property. Yeah. So I think, many players have said that they think that it's easy and they think that there's a lot of money involved and I can earn a lot of money and they mentioned that they want to take the course and how can they join the industry. Yeah, so I think I don't really feel pressured, but I feel that it's what I can say is that sometimes on the outside it looks easy. I mean, it looks glamorous, it looks easy, it looks like
this looks like grass and
correct. It always looks like the money is important, they're not important, it's very easy to earn. But I think that when you get into the industry, you feel that because ultimately this is being a property agent is a self-employed.
Yeah.
So it's not so easy as not as easy as it looks. I mean, for some people with some stroke of luck, you can be easy because maybe just nice you have some contacts. Yeah. So I think it's important that you still really work hard and sometimes you need that bit of luck and need that good circle of contacts.
Okay. Yeah. And how? When do you start planning for this life after football? So when do you get into your property business? You mentioned your coaching as well. That one I didn't.
I think he's doing everything. I think for property, I think I've been in property since 2013 when I was in Warriors, last year of Warriors. I took together with Gabe Opec.
Okay.
So at that moment, a few of us took it together, but I passed my exam first. Yeah, so I think from then on, I didn't really start off that well. I mean, I started off slow. I think for a property agent, it isn't that easy to start off as a property agent because there are a lot of upfront costs and sometimes it takes time for your circle of friends or for your
gain credibility.
Correct, yeah, to gain credibility and to get your name out there.
Mm.
And maybe yeah, sometimes it takes some time for people to realize that this guy's a property agent, so I'll try to approach him. Yeah, so I think it took a while for me to build up and I think having COVID hitting the country or in the whole world, it actually helped the business instead. Yeah, I think when COVID first happened, I was thinking to myself that, well, I just came to the industry and there's COVID and there's a circuit breaker, so I was thinking, well, it's really a bad time now, this is not a good time now. But actually, contrary to it, I think it really gave the property market a big boost. Yeah.
And what made you want to get into the property business in the first place?
Actually, I didn't have any intention of doing property. At that moment in Warriors, I was just doing some coaching during the weekends and just football. Yeah, so I had quite a lot of free time in the day. Yeah, and one of my good friends, he was in property. He just joined about a year and a half. Yeah, so he was just telling me that he's spoiling me so much time, why don't you just try to take? Yeah, so I was thinking, okay, like, since nothing to do, so I'll just try to take the exam. Yeah, so I think I passed in the first time, so I just joined him from there. Like. So I didn't know what to expect. So yeah, I just thought to him, okay, whatever that comes, I won't really like put a lot of time to do it. I will just try to do it on the side. Yeah. So I think, like I said, because of COVID, I think the demand and the business really grew. So I think that's where that it got better.
Okay. And where are you coaching at?
I coach at some schools. I was helping Coach Gilman with some schools and sometimes on weekends with leadership.
So, Active SGB Centre.
Semi-final. Coach Steven.
Okay. I'll get to you soon on the coaching part. Again, for you, Emery. Also, with now Jordan in the new role, do you take the role of inspiring and guiding him?
I think for Jordan, he's relatively young, but I think for his age, he has quite a bit of experience playing. I think he went to the SEA Games, he played quite a few games in the league already. And I think one thing important for him is that I feel that he's very humble and he doesn't he has always been very respectful to all the senior players. So yeah, sometimes during the games or during training when we see that he can do something better, I think we feedback to him, not just me, I think Manu and Fabian, yeah, we'll feedback some things that he can improve on because he's a natural left footer playing on the left side. Outside of the defense, yeah. So I think it suits him better. Yeah. So he has been very receptive to whatever we said to him. Yeah. And I think he is positioned to take. I mean, if he really continues doing well, I think it's a matter of time before he makes it to the national team.
Okay, now Yusop is saying, which jersey brings more luck in your opinion, home or away kit? What do you think?
I can't think of this now, but probably say wait. What's wait?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yourself, do you believe in this?
For me, I think it doesn't really matter. I think so far we've won quite an even number of games with both colours. So yeah, I think to me it doesn't matter, and I think it's really just our style of play now that the opponents are afraid of.
Okay, aesthetically, which one you prefer? Looks nice. Which one?
Probably the white one. Because I like
the white one. Yeah, actually I like the white ones.
Okay. Right. Michael Ling is saying, guys, you have a superb coach and mentor in Peter Liru. Balestier rise this season is no coincidence. Goes to show with good coaching and hard work, result will come. Yes, exactly true, Michael. About a matter of time, in fact, with coaching, mentality also. I think the boys already mentioned the mentality is brought to the team. I think that makes a difference. Of course, the team has always had a good team spirit, right? Even last season, every time speaking to the players, they've always mentioned the team had a good team spirit. I think it's all just adding up right now. You've seen the fruits of the labor. Oh, Wailun, captain is saying, M, please give me a chance to speak.
Thank you, Wailun.
Abdul Musawe, Emmerich top player. Yeah, Musawe is a coach here in under 70 coach. Yusop say, hi Wailun, when can play catching again? Ah, that's an interesting one. Okay, Ignatius, now you got a question from Lingesh. Ignatius, hope you don't mind my hard questions. I understand it is hard to make the first team and being subbed in. Which occurs most to you? And to be honest, you do shine as a super sub, but is there pressure to shine for you? There are other players also.
Yeah, I think I mean as much as possible, as every player they want to be part of the first team, yeah. They want to contribute and start playing, yes. Yeah, start the games and play as many games as possible. But I mean, if coach Peter feels that I'll be more effective off the bench, then I'll just continue to play my part and help the team. I think eventually it's team first before individual. And as much as possible, I'll still try to push on. I mean, we have the competition in the team.
Yeah.
So whoever gets the trust will think that play.
Okay. This one is asking, he's saying actually, Iggy, my boys really enjoy your coaching sessions during AFA Topayo every week. Yeah, Iggy, so what's coming up? What's up with your coaching since the last we spoke?
Yeah,
how many more, like, you know, projects have you taken on?
I mean, coaching has been something that I've been wanting to do since I was relatively young. I thought I was going to be a teacher, but eventually I chose a coaching path. And then now I'm trying to upgrade myself this year. I think I spoke to boss Darwin and he said that probably through the club, they've tried to send me for courses. So I'm looking forward to do the B-license, yeah,
okay.
Together with Emery as well.
Oh.
Yeah, and also, like, I think coaching over the weekends, same as Emery, we help. Whenever we are free, we help a lot. I do help at Dubai Center because that's where I started off initially, and then over at St. Fred's.
Yeah. Okay, so you also at St. Fred's?
Yeah.
And any schools you're taking?
Schools, yeah, so that will be Kuo Chuan, Presbyterian Secondary.
That's in Bishan,
yeah. I mean, eventually, not playing will be coaching is something I want to do. And hopefully, who knows, maybe one day I can give back to the club and probably help the youth team. After all, this is where I started off from.
I heard that AFA Topayo has a very good TikTok coach.
Mr. Boom.
Lingesh, okay. He's saying, for me, I think I'll white top. Blue short and red socks is best, but only at some away games that comes out. You like that combination, you guys?
Yes.
I think the first time we wore that combination, I think a few of us were laughing about it before we went out. Because we thought that it was
like Pepsi.
It's a little bit funny, like the combination, yeah. But I think eventually when we saw the pictures, I think it was not too bad. Not as bad as we thought it would be.
Okay. We have a loan shark as well. Yeah. Daniel Go. M O money, pay money, please. Okay, Daniel, okay. Take it easy, bro. Is that your alternative career? Joel Robert, our stadium announcer, former part of Backpass as well. What's up, Tigers and Russ? What's up, Joel? How are you doing? Hope you're doing well. Akira saying, been following SPL more closely this season and Balestier has been the most exciting team to watch. Good job to you guys. Compliment to you guys.
You.
Yusuf, does it also motivate the team now that Riora is actually in the run in the race for the Golden Boot?
Question. I think that has been something that the team has been noticing. So I mean, it's not just putting Riora's on penalties. I mean, all of us. Okay. Importantly, it's the 3 points is the main thing. But I mean, we have also been keeping an eye for Riora. So I think we have been trying our best to win games and at the same time trying to hope that Riora can get something at the end of the season at the awards. So I think it has been something that our team has talked about, and but of course importantly is the 3 points and securing the fourth spot, even chasing for the third spot now is the priority.
How's he like communicating with him, on the pitch or off the pitch?
I think Moira has been joining us for breakfast every session, every after training session since the start of the year. So I think his English is picking up. Little bit by little bit, yeah. Not very good, I don't know, but yeah, we also try to help him. And I think he's a very fun guy to be around.
Do you guys know Japanese?
Some words? Hardly,
I don't know. You do not know anything. Okay. Lingis is saying, Iggy, for me, I have a soft spot because during my playing days, I'm also a sub and want to shine, so the eagerness is there. Okay. Lingesh is also saying, I also feel you get a lot of backlash from social media. Don't upset and pay attention. For me, you do work hard and he will come. And once one goal in, the rest will continue. So that's encouragement for you, Iggy.
Actually, yeah, I do even know there's a backlash about me. I don't read the comments.
So on social media, like, do you guys stay away from comments, nasty comments, or Even good comments, do you pay attention to it or you don't bother about it at all?
For me, I think it's natural that sometimes after games, especially if you are involved and we play, we sometimes go and check the comments if there are any talking about us or anything. But I think generally, I'm not too affected by it. I mean, I would just brush it away. Maybe unless it's something really directed personally or something. Yeah, but a normal negative comment or something, I don't think I take it very personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yourself?
I think, like I just mentioned, I don't read the comments, I don't really care what's going on. Even though if I score, so I won't even look at comments, yeah. So what makes it different if I do not even play well? But I mean, my friends, they do tell me sometimes at times, like, hey, there's this guy making some comment. And then sometimes I just wonder to myself, who's that in this? I mean, this part of football, we engage them, they watch us, okay, this all, I mean, free marketing,
yeah. Free speech. And also, has it ever got personal for the two of you, like in the comment section, someone's attacking your family?
I think for me, it hasn't. I think maybe more of us are not that famous yet. So I think we haven't really gotten to the point where there are a lot of comments about us, or there's a lot of hype about us.
Okay.
You. Yeah, I think for myself, I'm not content. So.
Okay. Wailun is saying, I think EE only pay attention to when he's coaching session.
Okay. Yeah, any comment? Yeah, I think. Yeah. So I think Wailun is probably. He's also doing coaching, and I think he forgets he's working for you. I think you're sacking him today. No more job for you.
Lingesh is saying, actually for me, I feel that Gucci boy, Riora Golden Boots, is a team effort. I can see everyone wants it to be him. Yeah. I believe so as well. Yusuf has said he has golden hair, only need the golden boot now. I think referring to
Yoda.
Okay, guys. Before we came on air, you were speaking about your friendship. I think maybe just share with us how long you guys have known each other, from when.
I think the earliest memory I have of Iggy was I think at a point we were playing under 16 league. I think Iggy was playing for Balestiers under 15. I was for Tampines under 16. So I think we have met each other on the pitch a few times, played against each other, but we haven't really played with each other, so we don't really know each other personally. But we know of each other's existence. Mm. I think that my first, I think, vivid memory of Iggy, I think I told him about this before, was I think by then we were in the under 18 league. I think I was in Tampines under 18. He was in NFA 16, I think. Yeah, I think there was once we were playing at a sports school. I think I was directly up against Iggy.
Okay.
I think Iggy was against me, and I think he did a feint. So I think he did a feint. I think I bought a feint, and I got beaten by him, and he shot. I cannot remember if he scored or not. But that was when after that I went to look and like, who is this Chinese guy? Like I don't even know him, but he's good, you know. Yeah. So at the moment I was thinking, okay, who is this guy? And I know that he's from one batch below me, because at that point they were in NFA 16. Yeah. And at that point I think his batch 92 is they're very talented batch. Yeah. So I think that was my first really vivid memory of Iggy.
Oh. Yeah, I think it makes quite lucky to be still playing now, because his career at a very young age, 5.
Twisted is like that.
But to be honest, I can't remember this, but I think I may remember this. The first time I saw Rick, I swear I really hated this guy.
Oh.
Because in the past, there was this tournament. It's a 3-versus-3 tournament inside Novena Square.
Okay.
So they, for some reason, there's a tournament just outside KFC now. Now they're ranked, I saw.
Is it called Tiger Street?
Yeah, I can't remember. It was
some 3-3 tournament in the course of LSD.
Yeah. So like the board and the surrounded thing is on knee level. What is it?
Yeah,
there's this velocity 3-3 tournament inside the shopping mall. So I was participating, and then I saw this guy, because when I was watching, he was whacking everybody in the court. He was just kicking the ball. He doesn't even know how to play football. He just pushed people over the court, and he was knee level. And also, if you get tossed over, you will like flip over. Don't know why. I swear, I hit this guy. Who is this guy? And then after that, you know, I think God brought us together, and now we are quite close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think me and Rick, we were roommates in Line 12. Yeah.
Oh, Lion Shows.
Yeah, we were looking at Lion Shows, but
Young Lions as well?
Young Lions, before that it was Young Lions, and then Lion Shows. Then I think we were just fully. Yeah, because we didn't really play much back then, but we were roommates, and then we became Warriors, and now back in Balestiers.
Yeah, we went for a tournament in Brunei together for 2 weeks. Yeah, so it was I think Hassanah Buka.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think in Brunei, I think all the SPL players know that there's not much doing in Brunei. And usually players even complain going there for like 2-3 days, but we were there for 2 weeks. 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I think. Yeah, so I think during that 2-3 weeks, we didn't have much to do. We brought our laptop, we played Ota on the corridor of the hotel. We went to walk over opposite the hotel to play CS together. I mean, there was really nothing to do, so we really tried to find something. Yeah, so I think we've really shared a lot of time on and off the pitch together.
And this time, this tournament, you were representing who?
We were playing for Singapore's under-22.
Okay, a question for the two of you. Now that I know you both played for Lions 12, what's the experience like playing in Malaysian stadiums? You've had a hostile atmosphere.
To be honest, I had very limited playing time. I think during that one whole year, I think I only played in the last game of the FA Cup, which was against, can't remember the team now. But I played, I think, 20, 25 minutes the whole season. I don't blame the coach, but by then it was Coach Fani. Yeah, because I think we were relatively inexperienced. Yeah, so I think he was also afraid to put us in. But
even sitting on the bench at that time, right?
Still, yeah, was correct. I think the overall, I still have to thank him for the bringing us into the team. I think the overall, the experience of being involved in the Lions 12, I think there was a big hype of Lions 12. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, like the experience of traveling overseas, you really have a feel of really going to away games. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to experience the atmosphere of all these away games, all the the hostile, like you said, the hostile away fans. Yeah, so I think it's something that until now it's still deep in my memory. So I think it's something that I will never forget. And yeah, it was a good experience every year.
Okay.
Yourself?
I think for myself, I had literally no playing time over there. But I mean, I still owe it to Coach Pandey for believing me and bringing me over. I mean, looking back at that team, you were literally training with, I think, the crop of national players back then. Most of them were in the national team. So I think I also did learn a few things during that whole year, even though I did not play. At the same time, I was in school. There was a lot of pressures. I came close, not many, but a few times when I was on bench, but eventually I didn't come on. So, I mean, it was still a good memory.
Okay. Lingesh is asking another question, an open question to both players. Looking at what's available now for aspiring footballers, girls also, do you guys envy or feel it was better the old way?
Meaning it was better, football was better last time. I think maybe that's what Lingesh meant. I think overall, for aspiring players, like even for girls now, I think what they have the advantage of now is that they have the advantage of technology, that they can easily access a YouTube to watch videos of players doing this skill, that skill, or like rewatching matches. I think in our time we didn't have the luxury of that. I think what we had to do was just go down the void deck. You ask your neighbor or ask your good friend, you want to go and kick a ball or not, or shoot off on nearby. I mean that's what we could do last time. That was the only thing we could do last time. We didn't have the luxury to, you want to watch a video and try something in the video. Yeah, we didn't really have that. Yeah, so I think that's something that I feel that the kids these days have the advantage. They can make use of this technology to improve their technique or improve the things that they want to work on.
The next one, I think, for you, Iggy. Guys, don't get me wrong, and not playing the race card here, but I feel that it's important that we have more Chinese coaches to inspire the majority race, at least in the initial stages. Your views, both players. Let's go with yours, since you are entrenched in the coaching system.
I mean, if you are in Singapore, I think patient comes first. So, I think parents, before they want to enroll their son, they'll be thinking, what can football give you of career? So, I mean, I think we have been through quite a good footballing career, and can see every now is also a danger.
Yeah,
see all the things they talk just now, I was just smiling to myself because it's the richest. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, every time I ask about pay for his food, that's how you get rich, yeah. But I mean, so I think if I'm not wrong, now we have, I think, Vaidhi Kaizan, all at FES, and he's one of the stepping stone for all the players to transit into other careers after their football career. So at least now there is something to look forward to, or there's option for players. Initially, probably it wasn't something like that. So if I'm not wrong, there's more things that we are working on, so I think it's good. And so now there's this initial role, and they try to bring football back again, simple football back again. And yeah, so hopefully there will be more players into the race or whatnot come on.
Okay. So Madhu is asking the two of you, possible to drop by to take photo with you superstars?
Whether we can come anytime. Okay, to respond to the Lingesh question, I think it's important that sometimes the majority race, I think because we pick up more than 3/4 of Singapore's population. So I think surely there'll be a talent there. But I think important is that we have to change the mindset of parents, because I think importantly for youth players is the parents who to give the ultimate support to players.
Okay. Question by Yusop. What motivated both of you to continue playing football despite all the negativity, comments and views of the public, even though some said they support local football?
I think a lot of negative comments come because a lot of these supporters are like disappointed with the football and with the whole the result of the whole national team and of course through the youth teams. Yeah. So I think generally I think football is still the number one sport in Singapore, no doubt. And yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of really people and fans who really care about Singapore football and they really want us to do well. But I mean, it's come to a stage where when the results don't go our way, that's when a lot of fans are the ones that turn against us.
Mm.
So I think if we start winning and we start doing well, I think that's when they will turn positive and they will start supporting us again. So I think it's still ultimately up to us players and the national team players to try to do well and get some results to get more, to win more fans as well.
Okay. At this point, I'm just going to take a bit of a break. Emery, can you just go and put it off? Is it Manu? Is it Manu? I miss Manu. So we have a bit of what?
Well, you don't describe
it. It's just Manu, guys. Manu, come.
Oh my.
I'm here for a picture and I'm gone.
Oh no.
You're missing.
Guys, come from Manu making a.
Okay. See you guys. Thanks for the photo.
You're hunting us. You're live now.
Only as initial someone.
And it is Madhu making a friendly appearance. Yeah, do you want to add on to that? What the negative comments?
I mean, I think football, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Yeah. I mean, that's quite a part of football as well. So, as players, I think we just try to give our best and whatever comes after that, we'll just take it.
Okay. Next one is asking, can we keep up the good form and be top three at the end of the season? Quick answer, guys.
I think we are only like 6 points behind LCS now. I mean, given the run of fixtures left, I think it's not impossible for us. I think if we win our run in the next game, I think the pressure will be on Leicester City to keep the gap. So I think it's something that of course we are aiming for.
You? I think now that we as players will discuss and we'll talk about it, we are actually behind Celen by 6 points. I mean we are closer than ever than before. So like I said, I think even though Coach Peter is also reminding us during training not to slip up, don't give this away. And I think we'll take each game as it comes.
Okay. Daniel Go is asking Emrick, why you always need to take 10%?
Then don't ask this year. Tomorrow I'll talk to you about this.
Okay. Adit is asking for Emrick, which is better, clean sheet or game winning goal? And for Iggy, goal or assist?
I mean, as a defender, of course, clean sheet is what we work for. But I mean, if it's a clean sheet and the game is 0-0, I think there's no point in it. So obviously, it'll be a game winning goal for me. I think that's a.
Biggie?
I think for me, either one is equally fine. I mean, every game that I play, no matter the minutes, I try to either score or at least provide an assist.
Okay. Daniel Go again. For Iggy, how is Joyce? How is Joyce, Iggy?
Joyce is actually our teacher in charge in our school.
Oh.
Yeah, and then
which school is that?
Coach up experience. And she's also one of our good friends also.
Okay.
Yeah, even my best friend. So but I don't know why this letter go keep mentioning about her. We need to get Joyce.
Akira is asking question for Emrick, given the defensive issues and individual mistakes at the back this season, how do you guys work to improve your performances at the back?
I think this year, I mean, defensively, we've leaked quite a bit of goals. I think quite a few individual mistakes, but I think it's something that Coach Peter has highlighted to us that most of the goals that we give away is either from set pieces or from our own individual mistakes. So I think he has always reminded us to be always focused 100% of the time, even after the 90th minute extra time ended. I think we considered a few goals late in the game, so even though we have won the game. Yeah, so I think this is something that he has reiterated to us many times that we need to be on our toes and be 100% focused the whole match.
Okay. Yusof is saying, my childhood hero is there also. So then shout out to Madhu. He's still here, Yusof. Ivan Tan is saying, will there be more interactions with your under-15, under-17 and under-21 teams to inspire them and immerse them in club's culture? Not too sure, Ivan, are you referring to me or are you referring to the players? But in our case, I think if they are available, I think we will be happy to speak to them. I think it's a matter of availability because normally at this time, they'll be training. So That is why we've not spoken as much to them. But you guys, have you been speaking to this place?
I think because of their schedule, they have so most of the time, there are some under 21 players who come up to train with us. But I think because of, like I said, their school schedule, sometimes they have school and at this kind of timing, they are either training late, say to about 8-9 plus. Yeah, so other than that, I think some of us SPL players also go down to play for the under 21 teams. Yeah. So I think there's some interaction with more of the under 21 teams, but not much with the under 15, under 17 teams.
Maybe I think similar to what Emre said, I think there'll be players who are in the under 21 team that when the coaches feel they are good enough, they are always called upon to come and train with us. So I think that's the closest interaction we have. Probably the youth team we have not too much, but I mean, who knows, probably even if there's good players in the under 15, under 17, they can eventually play in the under 21. I mean, now in these modern days, if you are good enough, you're old enough, you know, the age barrier is not older anymore.
Okay. Adit is saying the two superstars taking pictures with their fans, how sweet.
Yes.
Daniel is still insisting on asking you how his joy is.
The problem is he was doing his neighbor's Wi-Fi, so he sent him many times. That's what I do actually, when we go for opposition. Iggy, can you on the spot? Iggy, can I land on the spot? Iggy. That's
what's happening. Okay. Okay, one question before I go to mine. Lingesh, guys, as our club is not backed up by huge investors, and we are a community-based club, in fact, with the Sikh community. Do you guys, if finish your playing days with our club, intend to contribute as volunteers and helping out in other management duties, like arranging water, etc.? Because I feel we are in the process of great growth and need the help we can get. I feel speaking for myself. Okay?
I think in this aspect, after we finish our career, I mean, if there's an opportunity, I think we will. I mean, for us, because we are involved in coaching, so I think we will surely be interested if there's an opportunity for us to help out maybe the under 15, under 17, or under 21 teams as an assistant coach, or maybe like fitness coach or something, anything that we are qualified for. So I think, yeah, we will probably have that capacity.
I think for me, once I do my coaching badge and I'm eligible, probably like I mentioned earlier, it would be good if I can come back to the club and give back to the club where I first started. So that's probably in a coaching role, but definitely not the management.
Okay. I got questions for the two of you. Something more fun. Okay. So the first question is, what is one thing that Emre cannot live without? That's for you.
Okay.
Answer now.
His phone. He's always on his phone.
Okay. Emre, for you, what is the one thing that Iggy cannot live without?
Actually, there are quite a few things, but maybe I would say it's
Royce.
Actually, I don't really know. There are a few things that maybe I cannot say here, but I think
controversial. Okay,
I think Iggy always need to have his every time before trainings or before going anywhere, he always has bread in his car.
Okay, Iggy, so if one day you wake up as Emre, what would you do?
Spend all his money.
And Emre, if one day you wake up as Iggy, what would you do?
I think the first thing is I'll check how many coaching sessions he has in a month. Because I think he's packed coaching sessions. So I'll check. I think he has a private notebook in his phone that I want to check for the longest time.
Okay. Emre, which club did Iggy make his professional S-League debut for? And if you can, name the team he played against. Maybe the same question for you.
I think it is first should be for Girl.
Okay, Hasna, your first SPL debut.
I think probably will be that's a proper debut, but I think one if I can recall is the Young Lions. We played against the Toy. I think for some reason the Young Lions team was not there, and then I think the NFA against the club. Maybe the
club. You should know. It's your debut.
Your answer.
I can't remember. So I'm relying on you.
When Hong Kong Premier, you didn't call.
Yes.
Yeah, I did, yeah. That is our first call. So.
Yeah, so I think that was your first
talk.
Yeah. Okay, for Henry?
I think Henry one was, he was playing for Hong Kong Premier. Yeah, then he go on to represent Hong Kong as a team against.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it was in 2011. I was registered to register under this primary team. Back then, the coach was the SD coach was Sidey Sanya. So I think he has been I've been training the SD team. So I think it was the first game of the season 2-3-1-1 against Bullets.
Phil, both of you, which player has pleasantly surprised you? I mean, this guy you do not know in beforehand, then suddenly he's your teammate now. Now he's pleasantly surprised too.
I think it has to be Manu. I know Manu since he was a small baby. Okay, I think this season, especially for our team, I think probably you can say for Iggy, it has to be Fudil. I think previously when he came for he actually came for trials with us before he was signed. Yeah, so I think he really did really well in the training sessions and in some friendly matches, and I think he has also shown over the course of this season that he didn't start so well, but I think over the course of the season he has been quite stable both defensively and also offering himself in attack. So I think even though he's someone who hasn't played the SNC at all, he has shown that he can cope with the demands of the league.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that with Fulio. I think another player that not really surprised me but showed that he's really more potential to achieve more things definitely Roya. Because if you look back, I think last year we played actually even more games compared to this year. Yeah, and he only had 10 goals, but now after the last game I'm like, wow, like 20 goals. Because I remember when I think just last month he was only on 13 or 14 goals, and I was asking, said, well, how many goals you want in this year? He said, well, 20. And then for the next few weeks, I asked him, and he said, 25. You know, he keeps, I think, like his himself. And I think he's on course of achieving it, and as teammates, we try to achieve it.
Okay. Which player has the biggest appetite?
Biggest appetite?
I think Roya and myself.
I think Roya usually when he orders food, sometimes he orders extra. Masa similarly. I think Masa, there was once, I think was it Masa who ordered 2 or 3 meats. I think that's once we went to the health center.
Yeah, I think Roya and Masa, because every time when we eat and can't finish, they will ask me. Yeah, and also Masa, I think he mentioned the last game, because actually Masa, I think he played a very, very good game last year. He was running all around the whole shop. And then I think we asked him, hey, Masa, what do you eat today? So, I eat 2 breakfasts, 2 lunch.
Yeah, so probably I think it's it. Okay. Which of the teammates dance very well?
So I think I said this before before we started. Yeah. I think it has to be Iggy, but maybe you can ask him to show us one dance though.
Come on, Iggy, my hand is too. I think Wailun. I mean, like, me and Wailun, we actually had some celebration plan in the last few games, but and then we said, okay, we'll agree on this dance, but I was so close to scoring and I didn't score, and I think I let him down. Now, doesn't talk to me. hopefully, the next game, we are able to do it. Think, please, watching, don't give up on me, okay?
Okay, if you could suggest an alternative career for Peter, what would it be?
That means totally off.
Yeah,
totally off. I think he can be like a discipline master, maybe. Probably in teaching. Because I think he has that authority with him when he speaks. So I think when he speaks to, especially, I mean, even when he speaks to us adults, I think we also feel that we are slightly intimidated by sometimes what he says. Yeah, so he gains the respect of us, and I think he should get the respect of our students.
Okay.
I think the Little Mix is a good name check. Yes, yes. Us, Singapore Army. Because he has this fierce and stern look, you know?
Yeah.
So,
not the model?
Model, I don't know.
Okay, on that question on Peter as well. Yusofi Yusof is asking, did Peter give the hair dryer treatment due to some goals considered in some of the weirdest ways, weirdest way example, the last match and the match before?
I think not really. He didn't really give us that treatment, but I think he has always told us that, like I said previously about the goals we conceded, that he has always told us to maintain our focus 100% throughout the match and not give the opponents any chance at all, especially for and our own. Yeah, so I think he has always reiterated to us to keep our focus and not let the opponents have any chance.
Okay. And last question from me would be complete sentence. Okay. You guys have 5 seconds. Okay.
Both answer.
Don Darwin is a boss.
Good boss. One word.
Oh, I spent this.
He's a good boss.
Okay. But that was very fast. Really good. On your toes. On your toes. Yeah. Lingesh is saying, recently, guys, there is buzz with mental health with that Ali, the Delhi Ali actually should be interview, and with FAS getting mental health coach for the Singapore team. Do you feel this is important, and was there a time you feel we needed it?
I think sometimes when it comes to athletes and like males, I think it's something that is always not talked about, and I think personally, Iggy and I don't think we really need it, but I think it's something that it should be offered to players, and we should have the option of that. Yeah, so I think it's something that FAS has done well to get someone in for that.
And Yusof was asking, did the signing of Koza somehow give a boost to the team, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think Alan was someone we needed last season. Yeah, the guy who cleans up and does the hard work, and so considering the style of
the game,
he leads the game as well, and he gives good balls. He gives good ball and I mean basically protecting the back four and being the pivot to playing out on the back. So I think he gives us a lot of stability and also confidence playing from the back. The way we play.
Emery, your friend Daniel Goh is saying, my grandmother house want to sell. I need help, but one problem is the house is burnt. There's fire outbreak that time. How are you going to handle? What a question.
Then that's why you don't call me, you call 995. But the SEDA, don't call me.
Actually, I'm quite surprised Daniel can type at least 4 sentences. Usually, you can't even speak more than 4 words.
And Lingus is asking, is there one club that you want to resurrect back to SPL? Which club would it be?
I think Yiki and I, even Madhu here, we've all played for Warriors. I think even though we didn't really have a positive end to our stint in Warriors, I think it has been an established club and it's still the most successful club in the SPL. So I think we still wish, for me, I still see wish to see Warriors back in the league.
Same?
Yeah, same from.
Okay. Amirul Imran, former teammate, saying hello coaches.
He's a coach himself.
Yeah, hi Amirul. I think Amirul now is an up and coming coach. I think there's been rumors about him making it to the national team soon.
Oh really?
Wow. Yeah. I see he's everywhere. You see him for sure somewhere.
Okay,
everywhere.
Where's he coaching now?
Everywhere.
Everywhere you think of his name.
Anywhere you need a coach,
yeah.
Amirul.
Yeah.
Okay, why are you saying yala yala? I say you say me.
Yeah, I won't let you down, worry.
And Lingay saying, Iggy, you'll get a victory dance with Wailu. Just work hard, bro. I have the faith.
Thank you, Lingesh.
Alright, so that's the end, man. That's been a quite good show, guys. Thanks for sharing all your thoughts and opinions, everything that you have. Of course, Emery has outspoken you, Iggy.
No problem.
And he spoke quite well, right?
Yes, he loves those who make guys want to talk. He has the wings. He loves people. He hypnotizes them.
He has the wings. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys. Just a reminder. Let them know. Maybe a final word for the fans. Where to watch next match? What's the next match coming up? Etc.
I think our next match is against Hougang. I think at Bishan.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's this coming Friday. Yeah, so I think I feel that we've created, like Coach Peter has always told us, that we've created a buzz around the club, created a lot of positivity around the club, and like there's quite a good following now. And yeah, a lot of there's even now the BKTV.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's something that all started because of what we've shown on the pitch. So I think we hope to continue what we've shown and continue with the good results, and hopefully we can make it 5 minutes in a row on Friday. Right.
Piggy, yeah. Any last words for the fans?
Yeah, I mean, continue to support us, and I think our Dark Club supporter linkage, we saw his open letter. We saw his open letter to the club and to the players. So just to let you know that all players have really read it, and we
appreciate it
and appreciate his support, and also to the rest to continue supporting us, and whenever we fall short,
just to keep supporting them,
yeah. Keep supporting.
Don't lose faith.
Yeah. Everyone is giving their best because we all know what's at stake.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, because football, anything can happen, right? You can win a game, you can lose a game, but always keep supporting the boys. All right, it's me, Ras, now signing off. Ivan Tan, all the best for the remaining matches.
Thank you.
And it's a wrap. Ciao.